I just wonder how many people use complementary medicine. Do you use complementary medicine? You know, there are all sorts of things out there, aren't there? If you do, how did you find your practitioner? You know, if you use something, well, what is complementary medicine these days? Would you call osteopathy complementary, chiropractic, hypnotherapy, Reiki? I'm just trying to think of a whole load of them. Do you use any of those things? How did you find your practitioner? I'd really like to know. 49 50 50, 01245 49 50 50. Was it important to you when you were looking for someone that they were registered by, and I quote, the Complementary and Natural Healthcare Council? Maybe you didn't even know there was such a thing as the Complementary and Natural Healthcare Council, but there is. It's a regulator of complementary healthcare. GPs and hospitals and private healthcare providers and insurance companies can refer patients to practitioners, and it helps it be easier, really, so that they, you know who is who and that they've been trained properly. And they've added hypnotherapy to the list relatively recently. Victoria Baldwin is a hypnotherapist based in Basildon and is one of the first in the country, I believe, to achieve a new national standard of excellence for her therapy. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning.
So what have you achieved? Tell me all about it.
Well, basically, I was one of the first in Essex, not in the country, to join the CNHC. And basically, it shows that people have done the required amount of training to be able to join.
So before this, what did you call it, the CNHC, the Complementary and Natural Healthcare Council.
Yeah.
Before that, was there any sort of regulation at all?
I belong to privatised ones like the APHP, the NCP, and basically they are overseeing bodies, but they weren't backed by the government. The government's...
This is a government one, is it?
Well, it was started by the government.
Yeah.
So it's been put through its paces.
Right, and that's the most important thing. So
yes.
It has national sort of strength, if you like.
Yes, yes.
What did you have to do to become a member, to be approved?
I had to prove that I did the appropriate amount of training, and also that I've got my professional indemnity insurance. And later on, I think September this year, the CNHC are introducing the fact that we all have to do a certain amount of CPD as well.
So this is continuing professional development?
That's right.
Right. How does one train as a hypnotherapist? Because hypnotism has still got that, you know, look into my eyes. And all that sort of image, hasn't it?
Well, I went to the Essex Institute, run by Terence Watts, and it's one of the best schools, I deem one of the best schools in the country, and he was someone that's pioneered in hypnotherapy,
right.
And teaches, written many books on it.
And so did you start from scratch? Well,
I did.
You had to.
Yeah, I did start from scratch.
Everybody has to, I guess.
That's right, yeah.
And so how do you learn it? You're not going to give me a course here, are you? But just generally, how do you learn? What sort of things do you learn?
You learn about the history. You learn about psychotherapeutic techniques. You learn to listen. You learn to... move people past their problems, so help them to deal with their problems and move people past their problems.
So what's the difference between a counsellor and a hypnotherapist? I mean, what are the two...
A counsellor can do a lot of listening. A hypnotherapist helps to move people on, so help them move people on.
Do you actually hypnotise them?
Well, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis.
How does that work?
So I empower people. Hypnosis is basically deep relaxation and concentration focused using the imagination. So when all of that's facilitated, it's easy to talk to the subconscious mind, which is the strongest part of our minds that tells us to be afraid of things and all of the rest of it.
Mm. So if I came to you and I said, look, I want to, I mean, I don't smoke, but if I said to you, I want to give up smoking, which is quite a common thing, isn't it, really? But I'd never had any experience of it before. What would you do? What would happen?
Well, I'd explain how it works for a start. I would explain that there is no hypnotized feeling. There is a deep state of relaxation. And I would put your mind at ease. knowing that you wouldn't have to cluck like a chicken like most people
ask
me.
Right, so you wouldn't wave a watch in front of me?
It's very simply relaxing in a chair, and I talk to you in a soothing way to help you become even more relaxed, and I use your imagination. Well, you use your imagination, but I sort of help you.
You suggest it, do you? The way I use my imagination.
Exactly.
How important is this recognition to you in the business?
It's very important because it's like a stamp of approval, a stamp of quality. It stops the cowboys being able to get out there and say, well, I've done a weekend course in hypnotherapy and now I can, you know, put the public at risk.
You see, this is really what worries me about a lot of these things, because there is, I mean, gradually there's becoming more control, like we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. But still, I could go and do a weekend course in hypnosis, couldn't I, and set myself up as a hypnotherapist?
You could. And that, it wouldn't that would make
be,
you a good one.
No, exactly. And that would be really scary, wouldn't it?
It would,
because
indeed.
I'm playing with people's minds here with no knowledge at all.
Or very, very little, yes. Very little.
So that's why these are important.
Very important, very important.
How do we tell? I mean, what should we look out for?
Well, basically, if someone has joined the CNHC, you can go onto the CNHC website, type in the practitioner that you're drawn to into their website. If they are registered, then you know that they've gone through the appropriate training.
Does it cost you to register?
It costs me, yes.
Because, you see, a lot of... I bet you there's hypnotherapists listening to us at the moment, if they're not working with people, but, you know, saying, well, look, I have been a hypnotherapist for the last 25 years and I don't need registering with a national body set up by some blooming government somewhere. You know, I've got lots of experience. What do you say about that sort of thing?
Well, it's voluntary. So, you know, if you've got something that you want to prove that you've done what you've done and you want to put the public at ease, then do it. If you're not worried, then that's down to you.
Yeah. So you wouldn't want it to become obligatory, you know, mandatory to have to actually be a member of this, or would you?
I think it's a good idea. I do think it's a good idea. Mm. That's my personal view because, as I say, it stops people doing a weekend course or watching a DVD, printing off their own certificate and saying, I can do it.
And people do that?
Some people do.
You have to be so careful, don't you? You mentioned a very important thing, the indemnity policy, earlier on. So if anything goes horribly wrong and the person ends up in a bit of a state, heaven forbid, but, you know, and they sue you, you're covered for how much?
It does depend on the policy that you take out, but obviously the policy has to be in place so that you can join the CNHC.
Yeah. I mean, how much was it? Is it 2 million, 5 million? Can you remember?
It can be up to, you know, 5 million.
Yeah. And these are really important, aren't they? Does that cost a lot?
To get insured? I don't think so. Anywhere between, depending who you go with, £60 and £100 a year.
Right. So if somebody hasn't got that insurance, you have to question why.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Victoria Baldwin there, a hypnotherapist from Basildon. And we just thought it was interesting, this complementary and natural healthcare council. It's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
It is. That's why I like calling it the CNHC.
And it works for me a lot better as well, to be honest. So, have you been to one? Because this is extending over all sorts of different therapists, isn't it, now?
It is, yes.
You were telling me Reiki is coming up. That's going to be included
soon? Yes, Reiki and healing, I think, are coming in September.
Right. So it's gradually expanding, isn't it?
It is.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. What about you? What's been your experience of this? 01245 49 5050. Have you been to an... Because I have. You know, I've been to acupuncture. I've had the lot, I'll tell you. I love it. But has it helped you? How did you check the person out?
BBC Essex.
The Guide.